produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers, 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
My name is Debbie Keller, and my company is Home and Office Transitions. I provide move management services for individuals and companies. We were looking for a company with high quality service, integrity, and one that was committed to the same high standards of customer service that we were. And we found all of those in Ewing Moving and Storage.
Welcome to Love, Light, and Positivity. And this is Imaja Jubilee. And I bet y'all can't guess where I am. I am in Chase City, Virginia. And no matter where I am in the world, whether it's Spain, Richmond, Virginia, the same is still true. You have just landed in love. Love above you, love below you, and love all around you. And most of all, you have love in your heart that emanates that Christ spirit from wherever you are. Just be in the love. Allow the love to just wrap you up and allow God to just be who God is in your life. And I want to welcome you to this show, because you know we started a series to give you tools in order to deepen your relationship with God. And in our last show, we talked about prayer. So this show is a continuation of that. Only this time, we're going to have music integrated into what we are saying. And we're going to be blessed by having Reverend Marvin Harris, by the way, who he's my cousin, my first cousin. And we're going to talk to him about prayer and about his life. And just all of you listeners in wherever you're in Africa and all over the world, no matter where you go, prayer is a tool, and we all are one under the divine. We all are brothers and sisters. So as I said, we're sitting right here in Chase City, Virginia. So let's take a breath together to unite us. Breath is life, and life is movement, and life is about being the best that you can be. Life is about embodying the Christ spirit, and life is about being a living example. So breathe in that, and that breath will connect us. Amen. And now I would like to introduce you to my cousin, the Reverend Marvin Harris, and he's the pastor of the Berean Baptist Church in Chase City, Virginia, and he's been there for 6 years. And he's also pastor of the New Light Baptist Church, Skipworth, Virginia, for the past 15 years. And he's married to his beautiful, lovely wife, Brenda. They have 4 kids, and they also have 4 great grandkids as well. And also, one of Reverend Harris's greatest passion is music. And he's going to bless you all today with some music. He's a recording artist, and he's also a songwriter. And one of the things that him and his wife love to do for recreational activity, they love to bowl. Isn't that great? A couple that ministers to people wherever they go, but they also know how to come together and have fun. Amen. So we are so glad to have Reverend Harris with us today. And Reverend Harris, welcome to my show.
Glad to be here.
Thank you for doing this. And now I want you to tell us who you are. In your own way. Tell us who you are.
Many times in my life, I've come through the storm and rain.
All right, okay.
Time after time in my life, oh yeah, I've overcome heartaches and pain, and here's the reason why. Prayer makes a difference, yes it does. Cause when it comes through by faith,
all right,
I do believe prayer changes things.
Thank you, wonderful prayer.
Thank you.
And that's our subject. You know, we've been talking about prayer and the different types of prayer. And as I promised my listeners, last time we talked about intercessors and how other people pray for you and the role that prayer plays in your life, no matter where you are and what you're going through.
Amen.
So, Reverend Harris, tell us the role that prayer has played in your life.
Amen. Well, I think one of the biggest roles that prayer have played is not just when I was praying, but when others were praying for me.
All right.
I think that's one of the biggest roles because in time that I really wasn't looking out for myself spiritually, I know that grandma and then my aunts and my granddaddy, they were on their knees praying for Brother Harris.
Yeah.
And I do believe I avoided a lot of tragedies by somebody else praying with me until I learned the fullness of what prayer was all about.
So what gave you the desire to do what you do? What gave you the desire? When did you find out that this is what you wanted to do as a minister?
Well, I told many people, when I used to go to church, to Cedar Grove Community Church, I was fascinated with preaching, with reading the Bible. I never told my friends, but I could listen to sermons all day long. And I used to get into my Uncle Sherman's yard, and I actually used to preach to his dogs.
Oh, my goodness.
And and we'd be having a time. I guess if people rode down the road, they would think I was going crazy or something. But later in life, I felt the call of God I was asking him what was his will in my life.
Yes.
And I didn't want to go into the ministry on my own excitement, but I wanted God to show me it was that his will. And he showed me clearly through visions and dreams that this was his will for me to do. And that was back in 1989.
Wow. Yeah. And you know, you were talking about, you know, my mother and our aunts, Aunt Lieva Kern and Aunt E.Z. Elam, mm-hmm. I have to make sure I get it right.
Mm-hmm.
They were great influences, as well as, you know, our grandfather played the guitar and he sang as well. He had a beautiful voice as well. And that played a role also because my grandmother, Violet Lambert Harris,
right.
She was the first woman that I heard pray in Cedar Grove, the church you just mentioned, because I had never heard a woman pray out in public.
Amen.
And just like you were saying, she prayed for us even before she knew that we were. She prayed for you because I was already born.
Amen.
And you weren't here at that time. But she prayed for the generations to come, as well as for our uncles, because of the life that they were leading. She asked God to protect them and to just surround them with his angels as they went about living this loose life that they
Amen.
Were living.
Amen.
So they played a great role to influence us, and I can see where it's carried forth in you as well as with me.
Amen.
Now, I'm not a minister, but I do have a ministry.
Amen.
And you Amen. Pastor this great congregation here in Chase City, Virginia. So tell me, what is your favorite scripture, and how do you integrate it into your life?
My favorite scripture is Psalms 50 and 15. It says that in that day of trouble, call upon the Lord, and he will deliver you, and ye shall glorify him. And I found out, Sister Imaji, that a lot of us, we only go to God when we're in trouble, when we want something.
You only pray when you want something, right?
And after we receive from God, we forget to even thank him and forget how he has blessed us. I've always learned through that scripture that when God blesses me, to me to always give him praise. And he was saying something before about my aunts. Two of them in particular, my Aunt Marie and my Aunt Lieva.
Aunt Marie is my mother, by the way.
Amen. It's two things that they always did that influenced me. Two things, and one of them was they would chastise you, and then right behind that, they would encourage you.
Okay, what a combination.
I always thought, what a combination. You know, amen.
Yes.
And at the time, I was living a loose life. I didn't really want to hear it. But I remembered it as life went on. They always gave us an encouraging word that the Lord can get you through anything, that you can be anything that you want to be. So they were two of my greatest influences. They got me into the singing. My three aunts you just mentioned had the best harmony of any professional group that I have ever heard. That
yep.
was amazing. Yeah.
Yep. That was great. They were great influences. And I know my mother was a praying woman as
Amen.
Well.
Amen.
And she would pray over her string bean vines, and she would have string beans when nobody else had them.
Amen.
She took
Amen.
In stray dogs and cats, or she'd wake up early in the morning, wiping at the kitchen sink, looking out the window. She'd be praying and talking to God.
Amen.
So how should people integrate prayer into their life? How should they do it? Suppose they don't know how to pray. What do they do then?
Amen. I think that it's a scripture, I believe it's Romans, the 8th chapter, about the 26th verse, that we don't know how we ought to pray, but the Spirit makes intercession for us. Even if we don't know how to pray, God already knows what we're trying to say. And I think that prayer should be just as much of a daily part of our life as getting up to eat breakfast.
Isn't that true?
Amen, several times. And prayer is so much more than talking to God. But prayer can be a request made to God. It can be thanking God. And I have found in my personal life that prayer brings about praise. While I'm praying, I think the prayer brings you more to the presence of God.
More to the presence of God. I like that, because one of the things that I learned from Grandma's prayer, going back to Grandma Violet's prayer, she used to say, before she, you know, she, when she put her foot on the floor, that I thank God for. I was, it could have been the other way.
Amen.
And then I could have been, I never used to sing that song, could have been dead and buried in my grave, right? But Grandma would put that in there for the breath, that I can now put my feet on the floor and that I'm not laid out on a cooling board. That was one of her lines in her prayer.
Amen.
You remember that line in people's prayer about being laid out on a cooling board?
Oh, yes. And another thing, Sister Marjorie, my Aunt Marie and my Aunt Leva, they used to always say this word, and I didn't understand back then, my secret closet.
Oh, yeah.
And I said, what in the world is a secret closet? And it was involving prayer. It was that place that you go to where it's just you and God, and everything else is out of mind and out of sight, where you can feel that one-on-one contact with God. And it took me a while to learn what that secret closet was, but... and young kids, they still don't understand what that is.
And then, too, you know, our mother them called it, they had prayer warriors. prayer warriors? Yeah, there were prayer warriors. There were prayer warriors.
Mm-hmm.
And they would pray. Them sisters get together, and they'd be praying for you, and nothing could go wrong when them sisters get together.
Amen.
You know, and there was a movie a few years back that was very popular. Because, you know, a lot of times people don't put together movies about prayer and Christian themes to them. But there was this older lady who had a closet, her prayer closet.
Yes, yes.
That they would go pray. They would go praying. Because I think it's something she would talk about. Some scriptures were praying in secret because the Pharisees prayed and showed everything out in public, right?
Mm-hmm.
And Jesus told them, you know, that was not a part of it. You can pray in secret.
Amen, amen.
So sometimes we have to pray... not out so somebody can just say, oh, they are praying people.
Amen.
You pray in your secret closet.
Mm-hmm.
And I know my mother continued to get on her knees.
Amen. Amen.
You know?
Amen.
As a way of submission and acknowledging the reverence to God.
Mm-hmm.
So what would you say is a gem that you would like to leave with people about prayer? Give us a little bit more explanation about prayer.
Prayer, there's so many different facets of prayer, but prayer should be personal.
Okay.
Prayer is public, but prayer is also personal.
Oh, yes.
I think that every man, woman should have a prayer life with God, something that develops and something that grows as you go along. I feel like that... prayer should be a greater part of the church also, because church has gotten too traditional. And we, my aunt, your mother would have said, we need to go back to the old time way.
Okay.
And we don't, prayer is almost limited to just the church. What happened to the prayer teams that go out from house to house?
Yeah, right.
To the sick, to the needy, and have prayer. Sometimes prayer is more important than a material thing. You know, some people. Their heart rejoices just to see somebody coming in to pray for them.
Yeah, and especially there used to be people that would go to the hospital.
Yes.
And then the other thing that you and I both grew up with, people would come to your house.
Yes.
You know, it not only in the hospitals, but a lot of women, the missionary circle, it was an extension of the missionary circle at Piney Grove Baptist Church.
Amen.
Where
Amen.
They would just go and see about someone. They'd take them some food or whatever, but they never left without praying.
Amen, amen. That's a very, very good point. As a minister and visiting a lot of our sick, whether it's the hospital or the homes, I always am mindful to leave with prayer. Always have prayer before I leave. Because when you pray, you're actually asking God to leave his blessings from whichever place you're at, whether it's the hospital, whether it's the home, or whether it's the job. So, I would say that parents... teach your kids at a very, very young age how to pray.
How to pray. So, what was the first prayer that you learned?
Man, I lay me down to sleep.
That's it. I talked about that on my show yesterday.
Amen.
Now I lay me down to sleep, and God is great, God is good.
Amen.
Let us thank Him for our food, right?
Yeah.
You could not eat unless you said that prayer.
Right.
And then mom will come in at night, and you better get on your knees and say that prayer.
Amen.
And my brother John Ed, who was always going against the grain of things, he would tell us, we would pray, he said, y'all know the devil at the window. There's the devil at the window. And we'd be saying, we just now said our prayers. Amen. But he was, that's the kind of person that, but he would end up saying his prayers. So, with all of that being said, would you give us another song? The song that our aunts used to sing and my mother. This is one of my favorite songs. And it's by the angelic gospel singers. So we're gonna listen to some more music here. All right now. Okay, all right.
Pray for me. Please pray for me.
All right now, can you help me sing it? Okay, we got it going on.
Now when you bow down in the evening,
oh yeah.
Well, then don't forget to say a prayer for me.
All right.
I know prayer.
All right. Tell it, tell it.
In the key to the kingdom.
All right, okay, okay.
I know faith.
Yeah.
Yeah. Will unlock the door.
Okay.
My body is weak. My health is failing.
All right.
Oh, yeah. Well, don't forget to say
a prayer for me. All right, I couldn't.
Amen.
Amen. I couldn't help but sing it.
Sound good.
You know, I couldn't help but sing it because I grew up with that song.
Amen, amen.
And I grew up with my mother, Maria.
Right,
that's right. That's right.
Right in.
And I, you know, I learned that from them. You know what
amen.
I'm saying? You talk about the harmony, how to come in with somebody.
Amen.
You know?
Amen. Amen.
So, listeners, we have been just so blessed to have Reverend Marvin Harris with her. And I have to say, my cousin is a very talented and gifted man of God, and he not only does he bring it to his congregation, but he lives it as well. You know, some
amen.
Ministers
amen.
I know they don't live it. You know, it stops when you leave out here and leave out the pulpit.
Amen.
So, amen. What are your aspirations now? What do you aspire to do now beyond? What are your aspirations?
On employment side, I would like to be. I've worked with kids for quite a while. I would mentor part-time, but I would like to mentor on a more full-time basis. And even talking about prayer, Sister Imagine, my daughter is my boss.
Oh, okay.
And when she grew up, I prayed for her that she would come out on the top side. And I was, like young kids, I was worried, but she ended up starting her own company.
Uh-huh.
And I work for her. But I would like to be a full-time mentor. Even as a pastor, I would like to do more on a full-time basis.
Well, see, you know, that's what we, you know, you and I had a conversation about that earlier before we started
mm-hmm.
this, about how the ministry goes beyond the church.
Amen. Amen.
And a lot of people, you know, when Jesus traveled, he didn't have a building
Amen.
Like this, but he ministered to the blind, made the lame walk. He was in the community.
Amen.
And people have just taking it upon themselves for whatever reason that it stops once you leave out of here.
Amen, amen.
And I know you're not a person
amen,
that
amen,
do that.
Amen.
And I think it's great that you are about mentoring people and you are about mentoring teenagers and that you still have aspirations because a lot of people stop. You know, they go somewhere and they wait for whatever they feel like they want to do or they don't know what they want to do. They don't know what their purpose is.
Amen, amen, amen.
And see, you've known what your purpose was since you was 9 years old.
Amen. You know what? I feel like the devil, sometimes I feel like the devil literally peeks in your future and tries to block what God has for you to do. There's been a lot of, I've been to a lot of tragedies, desertion, heart attack.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And
yeah.
But everything I ever prayed for, God always brought me through. And I teach people this about prayer. God won't always give you what you ask for, but he will always be with you in what you're going through.
Oh, and that is great.
Amen.
God won't always give you what you ask of him, but he will always be there to take you through. It's what I heard you say.
Amen. Amen.
Right, right.
He's always with you.
Yeah.
In every situation.
Well, I just thank you. Do you have another song that you can take us on out? Look, because this is so good. The music, could you have another song that you could just kind of take us on out?
I didn't know. God is able just to carry, it makes no difference for the world. Keep on trusting in Jesus, and everything you do, God is able.
God is able
just to carry. Trouble in my way. I have to cry sometime. So much trouble.
I have to cry sometime.
I lay awake at night. But that's all right. I know Jesus,
he will fix it.
I know Jesus.
Jesus, he will fix it.
I know Jesus.
Jesus, he will fix it.
After a while.
Wow.
Sister Maya, you're going to start your singing ministry.
Produced by Caleb Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. Or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.